We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
People take way more risk at wide receiver, man.
Way too much. That and corner. Those are the two biggest discrepancies, I guess.
Corner's only going to get worse now that Every team wide receiver is great.
All right, we're going to look at an ESPN NFL Nation reporter mock. So each ESPN reporter that covers each team, Adam Teicher for the Kansas City Chiefs in this case, will be making the Chiefs pick. And there are trades in this, but the Chiefs end up standing pat. Adam Teicher has A.D. Mitchell going 32nd. It is interesting, though, the way that the draft plays out for him. In his description, he says, I was prepared to go with a cornerback, Ennis Rake Straw, junior of Missouri, but when the board fell this way, with Mitchell still available, it was an easy switch. So I wonder, it all goes back to that conversation, I think, again, of how the board plays out for the Chiefs. If they have a gun to their head and the board plays out at 32, maybe you lose out on wide receiver and offensive tackle and you just take the best player available, or you trade out in that case.
I'm calling it. 100%, the Chiefs are not drafting a corner at 32. It's not happening. They're trying way too hard to convince everyone they're taking a corner at 32. They're not doing it. This is just a lie. They've talked some people into it. They've definitely convinced some people they might take corner at 32. It's not happening. 0% chance they take a corner at 32. It's just not happening. Like, I can't understand why every single person sees you going this way. They spent one premium pick on corner in 7 years of Brett Veach being a drafter for this team, or 6 years of him being a drafter for this team. It was the one time they traded up for Trent McDuffie.
Right.
Like, look, at 20, maybe they're taking it. They're not doing it at 32. They're doing it later in the draft or what else. I think they're taking wide receiver, tackle, maybe defensive line, but I don't think it's corner.
I think
it's corner.
I would be surprised if they drafted corner as well. The only thing I could think of is that, Jalen Watson, Joshua Williams, and what they have there, and they both had really good rookie seasons last year. One of them, Watson, dealt with a torn labrum, I think it was.
Yeah.
And we didn't know it. He still played most of the season. As if, you know what, maybe they're, we'll find out how, are they concerned about one of them stepping up and being the number two corner for the entire season? That would be the only thing that they've been kind of quiet. You're saying they're making it seem like they want to take one, but also I would argue, I still think it's been a little quiet there. That would be the only circumstance. They take one at 32 and it actually tells us that they weren't confident that one of those guys can step in.
Sure.
And be the number two corner. I still think it's less likely than wide receiver. It's less likely than tackle. I would even say, in that scenario, trade back if another team's willing to trade with you. Get out of the first round if another team wants to come back in. I can get that corner in the second round if that's the case.
Just for AFC West reference, and then there's an interesting tidbit at 23. I'll get to that. The Vikings trade up to 5.
Okay, and get a quarterback.
To get J.J. McCarthy. So that puts it as AFC West, AFC West, AFC West, and Chargers, Broncos, Raiders. The Chargers, they have taking J.C. Latham, the tackle from Alabama at 11. The Broncos taking Dallas Turner, the edge rusher at 12. Raiders taking Tyleese Fuaga from Oregon State at 13. The reason why I say 23 is interesting is because they have the Chargers in that trade taking Brian Thomas Jr. at 23.
Wow, falls at 23.
Now, obviously, the Chiefs wouldn't, or the Chargers, wouldn't trade with the Chiefs in order for them to get Brian Thomas Jr. But if he's available at 22 when you're the Eagles and you're the Chiefs, is Brian Thomas worth 10 spots trading up to get?
I think the answer is yes. I just don't think he's there at 22 or 23.
I agree. I don't think he's there either.
I mean, if you're the Chargers and you can trade all the way back and still get Brian Thomas at 23, that's a great draft.
Yes. That's a home run for them.
I don't know if that's realistic, but that's a hell of a draft if that's the case.
Because Brian Thomas Jr., at least I haven't seen, other than this one, I don't think he's gotten past the Bengals at 18 or 19.
No, I was going to say, it's him or Johnny Newton, where, like, from the defensive line, where I'm like, I'm praying they're the fallers. Like, oh, I hope everyone falls out of love of Brian Thomas. Mm. Probably won't happen. But there is going to be one guy. You and I both know. There's one player who has consistently been mocked in the top 20 that ain't going.
Of course.
I don't know which that guy
happens
is.
Happens every year.
For me, it's Johnny Newton, I hope, or Brian Thomas. Because Brian Thomas, it's easy. He is clearly in the second set of wide receivers behind the three guys we know are going in the top 15. Adunze and Neighbors, and realistically probably the top 10, and Marvin Harrison Jr. are all going in the top half of that draft. Because of how many good wide receivers, I'm guessing it's kind of a mess after that. We all think it's Brian Thomas, but he's clearly in that second grouping, which means somebody else might think something completely different about
him. This goes back to our conversation with Nate yesterday about, you know, is Brock Bowers the name of the guy that actually falls the most? You know, he could go as high as 8. Could he fall all the way back to 20? You know, there's been some mock drafts that have him fall into the 20s. And that could be the name of the guy just because it's a tight end that ends up falling as well.
To give you the measurables, by the way, of Brian Thomas. So he is Dan Brugler. So official numbers, 6'2" and 7". So you can round up to 6'3". 6'3", 210 pounds, ran a 4.340, which is the fastest of any of the top four guys.
Ridiculous.
He's faster than Malik. He's faster than Adunze. I mean, he was with Neighbors as well and still put up over 1,100 yards and had the most touchdowns in college football. So, I mean, he's almost in that first tier. Like, he's right there.
There's too many examples of it going both ways, so you can't really say one way or the other. Because, like, a lot of times you'd be like, well, it should be easy to be open if you're Brian Thomas Jr. if Malik Neighbors is doing the other side. But then I go back to, like, that Joe Burrow-led LSU team, and I'm like, turns out they were just all great except Clyde. Clyde was fine. And everyone else on that team was just like a superstar, all playing together on one roster.
Same thing with
it's just hard to know.
Same thing with the Washington stuff. Rome was great. How good really is Jalen Polk? Is it because Roman Dunsey was getting all of the attention, or is Jalen Polk still have a lot of potential because he was number two? And then maybe the same thing with Texas as well as Xavier Worthy and Eddie Mitchell as well. It's interesting that dynamic in terms of evaluating wide receivers.
We've been talking about the draft for months now, and it's finally here tomorrow night. Woo, I can't wait.
Thank God.
And we hope to see you at the landing. The more I think about the scenarios and stuff, and this is why pick 32 is tougher than any, just because so many other teams dictate what you're actually able to do. But as much as I've mentioned tackle, and I'm like, hey, that's what I want them to do, and I think they actually want to tackle, but recognizing that they might have to trade up to get them, if they can't get that, I'm now more and more on board with, you know what, screw it. Just take a wide receiver in the first and the second round and just be done with it.
That sounds I like that. That sounds fun.
It does sound like a good idea.
Sounds fun.
I want them to take a tackle.
And just get
but,
one right, and then we don't care which one.
But also, you know, the tackle is a need in an area I want them to address. I just don't know how realistic that is if you buy this stuff out this morning from multiple national reporters, which is that all five phone calls that I think Tom Pelissero said he made today.
Daniel Jeremiah, I'm sorry, that he made.
And he's like, yeah, they all think they got to trade up to go get a top-tier tackle. Now, maybe that's smokescreen stuff, but if it isn't, then I don't know how the Chiefs are getting that guy being at 32 unless they move up in a big way. And so if that's the case, then are you better off just saying screw it and just take the wide receiver and just go wide? Because I don't think you're getting a good tackle in round two. So just go wide receiver, third
call
round.
Call Donovan Smith then, on Saturday.
And then receiver, wide receiver. Then go ahead and take your defensive line or cornerback in the third round. Yeah, sign a veteran Donovan Smith type on next week. And there you go.
It's funny because like if you take Troy Franklin in the first, and let's just say you took A.D. Mitchell in the first, and you took Troy Franklin in the second. If A.D. Mitchell busts, but Troy Franklin is at 1,100, I don't care. Like, ask the 49ers if they care that they took Trey Lance third. I'm sure they wish that they could go, but because they successfully picked Brock Purdy, it gets to wash away.
Yeah, Franklin scares the heck out of me, I'll be honest.
He
scares me a little bit just because
he's not my guy.
Big complaint that everybody has had recently with the wide receiver room. And it's just a player they haven't had recently, which is the inability to track the football in the air and go specifically on, you know, those deep routes. And we know Franklin's got the deep route in the speed, excuse me, for deep routes. But it's kind of adventurous at times to find the ball. And that scares me a little bit. Now, if you suddenly are taking him in a late second round, maybe it's not as big of a deal. But first round, I don't think you can take him in the first round.
There is a guy so I don't know if he's going to be available in the second round for the Chiefs or if they just go in a completely different direction because they think they take wide receiver first and won't do it again, is Ricky Pearsall from Florida. He's wasn't that his stats weren't great in college, but if you look at who was throwing him the football, Anthony Richardson was fine in college. More potential, obviously, in the NFL for what he could do. Last year at Graham Mertz, he was okay, but in terms of big play capability, Keon Coleman-like guy, Ricky Pearsall is a go-and-get-it type of wide receiver.
And it's always laugh, though, because like if you go back through and you look at like draft analysis for some of these guys, like there was some idiot scout I remember that like Papa would be like, Hopkins, DeAndre Hopkins can't catch. And you're like, okay. I mean, we all know that that's the antithesis of what it is. So like, it's so hard with college players like that, because you're not wrong. But Franklin, was it that he couldn't track the deep ball, or was the guy just like throwing it where it wasn't supposed? You know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
and he's
got to
just do more work.
I mean, Bo Nix was his quarterback.
He was the most accurate quarterback in college. You know, in college football, period. Last year, he was the most accurate quarterback.
You really like Bo Nix, don't you?
Let's get to the bottom of this. He is the second oldest
quarterback ever in the draft, next to Brandon Whedon. Since that time period. So in the last 20 years,
he's not Brandon
two
Whedon,
of the oldest quarterbacks to come out of the draft or in this draft. They are Penix and Bo Nix.
Yeah,
since
it's true.
Brandon Whedon.
It is true. Look, you would think I would like Troy Franklin in the second round is not as problematic as the first. His comp from Lance Zierlein, NFL.com, is a guy that I liked a couple years ago. Chris Olave.
Oh.
So you think that because he's got that, but also what's the biggest weakness that Lance Zierlein lists?
Can't catch.
Ball tracking inconsistencies will pop up at times.
They're really good at that now.
I haven't looked it
ball
up.
Ball tracking inconsistencies.
Can you look at Ricky Pearsall and what his mock is? Yeah, two L's. Tez Walker would be another good pick in the second round, maybe third. He might slide back to there, but Ricky Pearsall's consensus second.
Let's see. It's loading. This is from Lance Zierlein. He does a good job with the comps. They're just fun I don't know if he does a good job with them. They're fun to talk about. Now, I haven't gone back and checked to see how accurate they are, I'll be honest. Alex Erickson. That's his comp.
Who?
I don't know who that is.
I'm not messing around.
Shout out University of Wisconsin.
I have no idea.
Alex Erickson? Did he play in the league?
Look, I bet you I'm going to pull up his numbers and they're going to be better than we thought, but I'll be honest, I've never heard of that person in my life.
Alex Erickson.
Played at Wisconsin, played for the Bengals for a little bit. Now he's been with the Chargers.
Sinks hips low to snap. Doesn't have the suddenness to slip at. Modest catch radius. That's for Ricky Pearsall, but
he's still in the league.
Yeah,
I've never heard of it. He played for the Chargers last year. I've never even heard of this person.
Oh, there's the first photo of him in a Cincinnati Bengals uniform. That's the reason why you know his name.
He's 31 years old. He has 1,300 career receiving yards.
So the only thing that is a knock for Ricky Pearsall.
How the hell has he been in the league 8 years?
I don't know.
His RAS, again, not that it matters. His RAS is 9.78, which ranks 70th all time in terms of RAS scores with wide receivers.
That seems pretty bad for a modern-day athlete.
Relative athlete
should be higher on there.
So I think Ricky Pearsall's a good option. It's just that I think in terms of production at Florida doesn't give him – if he had better production in college, I think he would be a lot higher on the list.
I can't wait to actually see which wide receivers they actually draft so we can stop guessing at which ones it actually is.
Right.
Whew, one day away. We're almost there, man. What are we, like 31 hours away or whatever from the draft?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.